Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
We know you guys love your follow-ups, and you hit us up on email, and you're like, Burt, whatever happened to blankety blank blank blank? So we'll do the homework on it, and we'll give you guys some answers. We usually do these on Thursdays. We were late yesterday, so we got to get to it today. And this one, so we'll call it Follow-Up Friday.
That works.
It's got a nice ring to it. What are we working on today, Abby?
Okay, so we're talking about Claire, who we last got an update from in May. And Claire was set to graduate with a business degree and had the perfect job lined up. Also, her dad had agreed to help her pay half of her student debt, but Claire had other plans for her future. She was ready to ditch her job offer and move to New York City with her boyfriend completely jobless. So Claire needed to break the news to her parents, so she reached out to us for advice, and we told her to find happiness, but be prepared that her parents were going to be really disappointed. So, as we expected, her dad did not take the news well at all. Initially, her dad lost it and said that he wouldn't help her pay her loans if she didn't take the job. He thought she was crazy for moving to a state with no plan or any financial security. And after they discussed it some more, her dad said that he would help with the loans if Claire could secure a job in New York City. So, did Claire chase her dreams and find any stability in New York?
Hey, Burt Show. I am happy to say that I got a job in New York City. Thank you. Networking. My job isn't exactly what I thought I'd be doing with a business degree, but it's creative, challenging, and I love it. Leading up to the big move, things weren't looking so well. The good news didn't come for me until after I moved to New York. So the first few weeks in the Big Apple were very stressful. Tension started to grow within my relationship as well. Can you imagine two recent college grads living with a friend, trying to figure out how they're going to build their lives together? But I'm happy to say that the rough patch helped our bond, and we're still going strong. And yes, Dad came through with the student loan help. Finally, he did say he'd never forgive me for all the gray hairs I gave him, though. So, to answer the burning question, I chased my dreams, and I found stability.
Okay.
Not in the way I expected, but in a way that works for me. Now, I'm just waiting for the next challenge. Claire.
All right. Life just life, and man, it all worked out. That's fine.
It's tough. And what I've heard from my friends who work in New York is a lot of times businesses in New York will not hire you until you actually move there. So when my friends were applying to jobs there, they would put a New York address, just like a random address on their resume. So it looked like they already lived there. So it looks like it just worked out for her once she played the New York game.
All right. So it is time for our producer, Kaylee, to vent in a safe space to where his wife cannot sort of debate you because she's not on with us.
Yeah.
So just go ahead, man.
No, she'll say something. So I detailed the other day that my wife had... Were you here that day we were talking about the bunny? So my wife found a bunny that was clearly, in her opinion, not an outside bunny, but it was outside.
It escaped. It Shawshanked.
Something. And the reason that she noticed that is because the bunny was very, it would come up. It was coming up to like our kids, like out of a bush.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife looked at it for 2 seconds and was like, what is that doing out here? That is not an outside bunny.
So the rabbit is like, either feed me or cook me.
Something.
But here I am.
She rescued the bunny. And by doing that, she brought it to our house. And which, like, I'm like, really?
This is what your wife does, though. I mean, yes, she has a history here of bringing in adopting dogs, anything with a heartbeat that needs help. She's got a huge heart.
And it was a very cute bunny. She's like, it's a half, like, lion head, half something, Holland lop. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Is your wife like a bunny expert? Why is she diagnosing this bunny wing?
I don't know. She has knowledge. I don't know.
But the frustrating part for you is you got your hands full in that
correct,
house, right? With
correct,
the kids
Bert,
and the correct. Dogs and the alpacas. And
yeah, all that. The llamas and all that. So, so fast forward, the bunny's in our house and I'm annoyed by it. Yada, yada, yada. We find the owner. We found the owner. Now, typically, if your dog gets out, and a neighbor, you put it on next door, you put it on Facebook. Oh, anybody lose a dog? And you find the owner, the normal thing would be to come and get your animal, right? Like you would probably go over there that night.
Of course.
And get your dog.
Absolutely.
Yes,
of course.
Well, 3 days later, after speaking with this woman about her bunny, we still have her bunny. Like, are we a babysitter now? She's like, sorry, I had to pick up family from the airport. I'm like, you live in my neighborhood. Just stop by.
She didn't tell you that the airport was in El Paso.
So, which frustrates me to no end because I'm like,
this is not about your wife. This is you being frustrated.
Oh, no, it gets about my wife, okay. Sir. Right. So finally, the bunny gets picked up. I'm like, fine. All right, you know. And my wife's a little unnerved about it because she's like, well, is this bunny going to be let out again? Because obviously, it's not a priority. Fast forward a week. I come home, or my wife comes home, and she's like, I got a surprise. And I go, what kind of surprise? She's like, you'll see.
Okay, and you're thinking, okay, she went to Victoria's Secret.
Actually, I had that thought never crossed my mind. She comes home and she goes, surprise!
Is that another rabbit?
That's a bunny?
Oh, it's really cute. Oh,
it's adorable. It is so cute.
It's so cute.
Really look at
is.
That thing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, it's precious.
Apparently, there's a bunny farm not far from my house.
Oh, convenient.
And she's like, I found the cutest. She's like, Steve Harvey's camp had just come by and purchased four of them. I said, they'd probably tell everybody that.
Did you know?
Hey,
Steve?
Did you know you just met Steve Harvey? He just bought four.
Oh my God, y'all are my favorite couple.
So you now have a new bunny.
But it gets better. Hold on. Just give me another 30 seconds.
Okay.
She brings it home. First night. Starts to set up its little thing in my bathroom. While she's setting it up, it goes underneath the sink vanity and we can't get it out.
No.
So she's like, it's not moving. She's like, give me a hammer and a crowbar. And I'm like, you are not ripping apart my bathroom.
So did you get the bunny out?
She ripped apart my bathroom.
I love your wife.
And its name's Wonton.
The Burt Show.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.